Hello, wonderful listeners. Welcome back to another episode of the Zed News Podcast, episode 494, Wednesday, June 4th, 2025. I'm your host, Ayanda, here to unpack today's mix of stories that show we're definitely living in interesting times, full of twists, turns, and a few head scratches along the way. So, grab your favorite drink, settle in, and let's get into it. First up, let's talk sports, because no Zambian story is complete without a little hustle on the pitch. Our beloved Copper Queens took a hit yesterday, losing 2-0 to South Africa's Banyana Banyana in an international friendly. Now, coach Nora Houtel remains optimistic, claiming they're ready for Wavecon, which is just a fancy way of saying, we've got a few weeks to turn things around. But honestly, this defeat exposes a bigger question. Are we really prepared to compete against Africa's best? The loss underlines the ongoing challenge of translating potential into results, especially when the team is still finding its rhythm under new leadership. It's a stark reminder that success isn't just about talent, it's about strategic growth, something Katongo, our veteran star, has always emphasized. He recently lamented that our young players sometimes lack discipline abroad, which might be part of why our performance needs polishing. Speaking of preparation and discipline, that brings us to the K16 million pollution compensation saga on the Copper Belt, another story that's about more than just numbers. The government's defending its allocation, saying they've done due diligence, but environmental groups like SEDG say it's not enough. Some farmers will get more than others, because, well, in Zambia, even environmental justice isn't immune to the complexity of balancing livelihood and ecological damage. This dispute highlights how difficult it is to put a price tag on environmental harm, kind of like trying to put a value on integrity in governance. Which, by the way, is a perfect segue into some local politics. Take the recent clarification that President Hakainde Hichilema will pay taxes on cattle sales, despite initial suggestions that he might skate around it. Now, the State House has stepped in to clarify that, yes, even HH has to pay up. It might seem small, but it's a big deal for transparency and setting a standard from the top. When leaders are held accountable, it trickles down and boosts public trust, something we've all been craving. But trust in the finance and tax system isn't just about one man's cattle, it's about the entire ecosystem of accountability. And speaking of ecosystems, political, that is, another story echoes with the theme of boundaries and restrictions. ANUP's Captain Mokingami has declared that opposition parties can't ride on their rally, limiting participation to just UPND. That's a clear message: control the narrative, control the space. It's a reminder that coalition building isn't just about alliances, it's about power dynamics and sometimes about silencing voices. This tight grip contrasts sharply with the push for electoral reform by the ECZ, which says they have adequate time to carry out delimitation amid constitutional amendments. The challenge here is ensuring that reforms are inclusive and transparent, because, in the end, fair elections are the bedrock of democracy. But democracy isn't just about elections, it's also about justice. Enter Sylvia Kalaba, whose case has all the makings of a societal thriller. Accused of involvement in her husband's mysterious death, her story raises questions about family secrets, justice, and societal norms. The upcoming trial will test our justice system's ability to handle complex family dynamics and evidence. It's a stark reminder that beneath every headline are human stories, sometimes tragic, sometimes revealing. Meanwhile, in the international arena, Zambia continues to make its mark through peacekeeping. The UN has extended Lieutenant General Humphrey Nguyen's contract as force commander in the Central African Republic. That's a feather in our cap, proving Zambia's growing reputation in global peace efforts. It's a testament to the quality of our military leadership, an area where, I dare say, we're quietly excelling, even if we rarely talk about it. And speaking of governance, LAS has thrown its weight behind the call to withdraw Bill 7, citing a lack of stakeholder involvement. It's a classic case of democracy in action, people voicing concerns about transparency and participation. The bill's potential to reshape the constitutional landscape without broad consultation raises red flags, reminding us that constitutional reforms should be about inclusion, not just political convenience. Now, before I wrap up, let's touch on something a bit lighter but equally telling: Betway's launch of the Aviator Legends Tournament. It's a reminder that even in the world of gaming and betting, there's room for innovation and community building. Engaging players through skill, strategy, and social interaction sounds like a digital version of our lively markets and social spaces, doesn't it? It's also a reflection of how Zambia's entertainment scene continues to evolve, blending traditional passions with modern tech. And finally, a quick sports roundup, because I can't resist. Our young football stars are facing discipline issues abroad, says Katongo, which could be a sign that nurturing talent isn't just about skills but also character. Also, Zambia aims to triple copper output to support global decarbonization efforts, an ambitious plan that could position us as a key player in renewable energy supply chains. Talk about turning our resources into green gold. So, as we reflect on today's stories, from politics and justice to sports and environment, here's a question to ponder: in a nation where decisions from local to international levels ripple through everyday lives, how do we balance progress with integrity, and what role do each of us play in shaping that balance? That's all for today's episode. Thanks for tuning into the Zed News Podcast. I'm Ayanda. Until tomorrow, keep questioning, keep engaging, and remember, the future is shaped by those who dare to reflect on the present. Stay safe, stay inspired.